And I just got a call from one of our CSPOA supporters. And he said, "Sheriff Mack, I got to tell you something." And this was highly complimentary, and I really appreciated what he said, because there's very few people that have actually said this. Every now and again, you touch on it. But he said, "Sheriff Mack, I got to tell you something. You have been in this, you have never wavered for over 30 years that you've been doing this movement, that you've been trying to get law enforcement and government and sheriffs to follow and obey the United States Constitution, that you've been trying to get them to keep their oath of office." And he said, "You have never wavered. You have never quit. Not a single day during that time. Even if you were working a full-time job elsewhere, you were still doing this in your free time. And sometimes you didn't have any free time." And so, folks, I just wanted to share that with you. I don't like to toot my own horn. I don't want it to sound like that. But it really touched me that this guy recognized that that was the truth. And I want the people that criticize me and that just try to destroy our work, I want them to know, despite all the attempts that you have made, especially the one that has been doing it the most for the longest time, is Southern Poverty Law Center. And they have millions and millions. They have over $150 million in their bank. I've heard before there was 700 million, but I know they are very well funded. They have over 100 employees. Let's see, how many employees do we have? Three? So folks, despite all their money, and their money notwithstanding, and their influence, which has gone down since they've been fighting with us, we have held the ground, and we have stayed true to our quest and cause, no matter who has attacked us, who has tried to destroy us. We are still there, standing, fighting, working, and doing everything we can to restore America's Constitution as the supreme law of the land. So, folks, I want to thank Keith for that very kind phone call. He lives out here in Florida as well. And folks, we're going to keep going. I know some of you have heard that I tried to retire. I just, you know what? I haven't had that good of health. And I thought at the age of 69 that I was ready. And then I found out that it's just impossible. And so it doesn't seem to be in the cards for me. It doesn't seem to me what the good Lord wants me to do. When I filed this lawsuit, I knew that he endorsed it. And so I will retire whenever he says, and it doesn't appear that that's in the near future.